吃了，起床。Think we need a new bulb in the foyer?
You tell me where Holmes is, and I'll let you live. You're looking for this? I'm going to ask you one more time. Where is Holmes?
That's pathetic.
Sherlock?
Now you hit me. Seriously?
What is your damage?
Given that you were held at gunpoint in this very room a little over a week ago, I thought perhaps a test of your ability to defend yourself was in order. It was. You have much to learn about the art of self-preservation.
Okay, if you ever do that again,
fall over again? Look, the work I do is dangerous. You know this, yet you insist on accompanying me virtually everywhere I go. Last week, violent criminal infiltrated this brownstone while I wasn't here. How? You opened the door for him.
He was a federal agent.
Right, and he never knew anything wrong. Realizing that you were in physical danger was difficult for me. If anything ever happened to you, I'm not sure I could forgive myself.
This is not how you express concern for someone that you want to keep safe.
Quite right. So I've reached out to a handful of martial artists who reside in the city. Each one of them an expert in his or her fighting style. My hope is some combination of them will agree to train you. In the meantime, you should expect more guerrilla-style tests of your ability to fight back. You have been warned.
This is Captain Gregson. Leave me a message.
Hey, Captain, it's Belt. Sorry to call so late, but I thought you would want to know the Rodriguez thing's taken care of. I finally copped to that hold up in Queens. I'm headed home now, and I'll bring you up to speed in the morning.
We're still waiting for ballistics to come back, but initial indications are that this was done with a semi-automatic MP5.
The MP5 meets all the requirements for a good old-fashioned drive-by. It can be held with one hand by a lone driver. It has a large magazine, and in the hands of a marksman, it's quite accurate at close range. You, sir, were not assailed by a marksman.
Thank God for bad aim.
And airbags.
I can tell from the pattern of the holes that the bullets were fired in 3-round bursts from a rifled barrel as opposed to a smooth bore, which suggests that whoever's behind the attack has access to high-level firearm augmentation. Even if the location of the holes reveals them to have terrible aim. You really shouldn't have jerked your wheel. You'd have come out without a scratch.
Now you tell me.
It's funny, Detective. The second I heard about the attempt on your life, I dove into your case history. I thought it'd be only a matter of time before the culprit's identity presented itself. I was wrong. You've done excellent work over the years. Made a lot of enemies. There's no shortage of people who would like to see you dead.
You say it like it's a good thing.
Well, there is. In my humble opinion, no greater compliment an investigator can receive. It speaks to the quality of your work.
Well, do you think we should dive back into the files and get more specific about who's trying to compliment Detective Bell last night?
No need, actually. I know exactly who did this. Curtis Bradshaw, old school gangster and all around scumbag. He was the target of a detail I was assigned to in 09 back when I was still at uni.
Aspiring drug kingpin, I see.
At the height of his power, he was selling product all over the city. Had a crew of almost 100, and they were moving in on other gang's territory, so it was getting bloody.
Hence the detail. It says here he was suspected of crimes ranging from racketeering to torture and murder, yet he was arrested in 2011 on the mere charge of possessing stolen property. Sentenced to 3 years, just served 18 months.
Bradshaw was smarter than your average street thug. You know, he flew under the radar, kept just enough distance between himself and the crimes that were being committed by his crew. And one of the detectives on the detail, well, he got frustrated. Stole some heroin from the evidence room and planted it in Bradshaw's home. Well, Bradshaw was arrested, but then a few days later, someone called with an anonymous tip, told IA what happened. We had no choice but to cut Bradshaw loose. Now, I continued to work the detail, went undercover for a while, got to know his crew inside and out. Still couldn't find enough evidence to connect him to the drugs they were trafficking, so...
So you caponed him. You arrest him on a less significant charge just to get him off the street.
While he was gone, we continued to chip away at his empire. I went after his lieutenants. They weren't nearly as careful as Bradshaw was, and I managed to put most of them away. 6 months into his sentence, all he had left were a few corners.
Obviously, he did a lot of damage, but how can you be sure it's the same shooter from last night?
This was Bradshaw's baby. Also, a car that pulled up alongside me. Now, he told me before his trial he was going to come after me himself. Last night, finally did.
Obviously, I can't have Bell here investigating his own attempted murder. Since we just put eyes on Bradshaw, I thought maybe you would come with me to question him.
Suppose I could lend my services.
Thanks for not making me beg.
Hey, we got a message at the intake desk. We were on our way up, said we'd pass it along.
What kind of a name is Mr. Cheese?
He's, one of my CIs. He's shy.
Heard about last night?
Yeah, it's just... car took the worst of it.
Glad you're doing okay.
How many times did you and her have sex?
God.
My over-under is 10.
Officer Reyes is an old friend.
Her partner doesn't like you very much. It's probably because he'd like to have sex with her as well. When I say as well, I mean in addition to and separate from, not including you as a third party.
I know what you meant.
She boxes. I can tell from her knuckles and the tape residue. Perhaps she would agree to spar with you, give me the idea of what you might be like with an opponent in your similar weight class.
You sure the sudden new interest in my safety has nothing to do with watching two women engage in some foxy boxing?
You think you're foxy?
You two ready?
Got you on my kid right here. Let's play some D. Let's play some defense, son. That's the boy. You got to play some D.
Curtis Bradshaw. Captain Gregson, NYPD. These are my associates, Holmes and Watson. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
You're blocking my view.
Yeah? Imagine what the view's going to look like from the precinct. Can you account for your whereabouts between the hours of 10 and 10:30 last night?
Why would I need to?
But someone took a few shots at an old friend of yours. Detective Marcus Bell.
You know, I heard something about that on the news. Somebody fired a whole clip into his car. It didn't hit him. See, the thing with him is, you gotta aim low.
Your car was seen leaving the scene of the crime.
You're gonna have to be more specific. I have a few.
1968 blue Chevy Biscayne.
Get out of here. The car was stolen 2 nights ago.
Did you report the car stolen?
You know what, as a matter of fact, I was going to do that today.
I'm going to ask you one more time, Mr. Bradshaw. Can you account for your whereabouts or can't you?
Yo, he was with me, man. We went to the movies. We ain't leave till after midnight.
Nah, man, you wrong. He was with me last night. He was playing cards at my cousin's place. You picked the alibi you like the best.
Are you a gambling man, Mr. Bradshaw?
I've been known to make the occasional wager, but...
I bet you I could put that ball in that hoop from here. If I win, tell us where you abandoned the car last night. You win, tell us nothing.
British Globetrotter, yeah.
You agree to the terms of the bet or not?
See what you got, homie? What you got? What you got? This guy, he's a clown. Look at this guy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Gonna tell us anything anyway.
Yo, yo, come on. Yo, you wanna get that ball, right?
Marcus Bulletproof Bell.
I'll take you heard about what happened last night.
Well, no thanks to you. I had to hear about it on the news. So I hit you up at the station. Wanted to make sure you was okay. Now, I know you don't like me calling you there. So I used a code name.
Well, your old gang name's not a code name.
So this guy, the shooter, what'd he come at you with?
Modified MP5.
No,
I still know some people. I could ask around, see who's strapped with that kind of hardware.
Not without violating your parole, you can't. It was a few. It's just a few things tied you over.
Appreciate it. I'm pretty sick of the unsold burgers you let me take home from work every night. Hoping to see my PO next week, see if he can hook me up with a better job than A. You're not him, by the way. My parole officer. You don't have to case my place to see if I've been up to anything.
I'm not casing anything, Andre.
Well, you think I'm stupid, Marcus?
You've only been out a few weeks. I'm just trying to look out for you.
You don't gotta look out for me, okay? I'll look out for you. I'm the big brother here.
Andre.
I'm serious, Marcus. I know you're embarrassed. The cop with the next con in the family. But it is what it is.
When Detective Bell said that Curtis Bradshaw was smarter than the average thug, he was putting it mildly. He never came within 1,000 yards of the drugs he was distributing. He allowed a small cadre of trusted lieutenants to oversee almost every transaction. I'm beginning to see why the detective on his detail felt compelled to plant evidence in his home.
Mickey Hudson, right? Most of these are his notes. I was thinking he might be a good person to talk to.
Yes, he might be. If he wasn't so very dead. Hudson was brought up on charges in 2009, committed suicide, just before the trial began.
Don't you think it's weird that Bradshaw went after Bell himself? He doesn't like to get his hands dirty, so why not farm out the hit to one of his lieutenants?
His grudge with Bell is very clearly personal. Nothing makes a smart man stupid like a thirst for vengeance. As you well know, I speak from experience. I appreciate your help with these files, by the way.
No, Bella's family at this point.
Well, he's an excellent resource. He's come to appreciate the efficacy of my methods, and he shares sensitive information when needed. You know, if he's murdered, I'll have to start over with another detective.
I'm going to order some Thai. Do you want anything? Ow! What the hell is that?
Don't be cross. Could have been a knife. I told you to expect more tests of your reflexes while I await word from potential trainers.
Because you're afraid I might get hurt, I remember. In case you haven't noticed, the only person who has been hurting me is you.
You're angry. That's good. Come on, come at me. Come on, come on!
These locks, you put them in some special order the other day, right?
They're arranged in country of origin.
Do it again.
Excuse me, sir. Sir, you can't sit there. Sir! Fine. Have it your way. I'm calling the police.
Paula, correct?
Officer Reyes.
Huh.
You're the consultant, right?
Yep. We have a mutual friend, Detective Bell. Though I've never seen him naked. Hey, a little respect. I was wondering if you might tell me where you box. I'm looking for a gym for my associate, Miss Watson.
How did you know I box?
No more talking. Not now.
Captain? If you're thinking about pulling a rabbit out of the hat, get to it, would you? Meteor's already working a killer cop's angle.
I think this is retribution for the attack on Detective Bell.
Ridiculous.
Astute, actually.
Isn't a cop do this?
I'm afraid I found evidence that would suggest that Detective Bell did this.
It's a boot print. So what?
It's a size 10. Pergotti.
I know I'm a Detective Holmes, but part of a boot print doesn't really tell me a whole story.
I found this print precisely where the killer was standing when they shot Curtis Bradshaw. Then I remembered your dark grey summer suit you favoured in September, always paired with your brown pagottis.
You are a size 10, aren't you?
Captain, I'm confused. You guys coming to me?
Of course not, but the press is just hung up on the timing. It's just a ugly piece of luck.
If it's just about timing, why is Holmes standing in my house talking about my shoes? Did you guys forget there were two uniforms posted outside my door all night last night in case Bradshaw came after me again?
That's not much of an alibi, I'm afraid. I've already calculated 6 different ways that you could have given those patrolmen the slip. Fine. 4 avenues of escape plus 2 variations on the 5th. There's the back balcony, the fire escape...
I know we're not
point.
The best of friends or anything, but do you honestly believe I'll kill a man? Even one as worthless as Curtis Bradshaw?
I should think anyone might kill given the right circumstances. But no, I don't think that you would shoot a man in cold blood.
Good.
Nevertheless, you will need answers rather than indignation when these questions are being posed by someone other than us.
Give us a minute.
Water closet?
If that means bathroom, I'm sure you could find it. What's he mean, questions being asked? You guys got a print from a boot 1,000 guys must own.
We also got a perp who took 2 center mass. Just like they trained us at the academy.
And nobody else with a gun knows where to aim it? You got any real suspects?
If we did, I wouldn't have to put you on administrative duty. I don't bench you. How's it gonna play?
Captain.
We're gonna color inside the lines on this. That way, when it's over, everyone knows you're clean.
Whenever you're ready, Captain.
Whoever did this, we're gonna find it. I promise you.
You were held at gunpoint?
We both were. Me and Sherlock's friend.
His ex-dealer.
There was a struggle. The man with the gun was incapacitated, but then Reese was shot in the abdomen. I was able to stabilize him until the paramedics took over.
Did he pull through, the man who was shot?
Yes, he did.
What about you? Have you noticed any post-traumatic symptoms in yourself? Anxiety?
No.
Nightmares?
I've been sleeping just fine.
You know I've always been supportive of your exploration of Sherlock's work, but your pattern with him has become troubling. For one thing, you haven't told him you're no longer being paid to serve as his sober companion, and now it sounds as if your life is at risk in his home.
Oh, he would agree with you. He's been pushing me to learn self-defense.
When's the last time you talked about boundaries with him?
Oh, I talk about them all the time. He doesn't always listen.
May I give you my professional opinion?
Please.
It's time you moved on. Found a new client. It's been a grand adventure these last few months with Sherlock, but it's run its course.
But I'm not staying with him for some grand adventure.
His work placed you in real physical danger. You could have been killed. You claim he respects you, that he cares about your safety. If he really cares, and if he's really as smart as you say he is, tell me, why isn't he the one telling you to move on?
Is this another test of my reflexes? Because you're about to see how quickly I can call the police.
Watson, you startled me. Sorry about the din. I needed something to obscure the sound of my ballistics exam.
This is a residence. There are people that live in this neighborhood. You don't do a ballistics exam here. As a matter of fact, you don't do a ballistics exam, period. You let the police do that.
Of course, you're right. But I'm afraid in this instance, surrendering this weapon to the police was the last thing I could do.
Glad you got my message. I just wanted to tell you that I reached out. Some of my old people, they like their toys. You know how to tune up an MP5? These boys know you.
Man, what did I say?
Hold up. I got a name. Tico Bettis, out of Bed-Stuy. If he's the one who tweaked that gun, he might know who used it. You're welcome.
You're not allowed to be in contact with your old people.
And I called a couple of old friends because my brother got shot.
I don't think the NYPD knows about Tico. My boss talked to him and 5 just like him before they pulled my car out the gutter. He's clean. Your PO finds out you've been talking to your old friends, you go back in. For what? Nothing.
Hey, Hey, I just want him to help, man. I'm just...
Why don't you help yourself for a change? Huh?
You can't understand that I might want to do something that matters?
No.
I know what you're going through.
No, man. You got no idea.
Andre.
You got no idea what this is like. Who knows? Maybe someday... You will.
Do I got a text to be here?
Yeah, he needs to talk to you about something.
Are those bullet holes in that dummy?
They are.
You know if you fired a gun in here, I could arrest you?
I do.
Someone want to tell me what the hell is going on?
Sherlock thinks that someone's trying to frame you for the murder of Curtis Bradshaw.
Look, if this is about those Pergottis again, we're talking about a boot you could buy in any department store in the city. If the guy who killed Bradshaw wanted me to take the fall, he's the worst frame-up artist I've ever seen.
The boots were only the first part of the plan. The gun was the second.
What gun? What are you talking about? Where'd you get that?
Your home. No sooner had I entered your bathroom today than I noticed the unmistakable scent of a recently expended firearm. I followed it to an air conditioning vent. Now this 9mm tucked inside.
I've never seen that gun before in my life.
I believe you. Yet it was the last thing Curtis Bradshaw saw in his. I just compared the slugs I fired into that dummy with images from the ones recovered from Mr. Bradshaw's body. Perfect match.
I just heard back from the lab. They confirmed this is the gun that was used to kill Curtis Bradshaw.
Do tell.
I'm glad you found it.
What exactly compelled you to go poking around in dumpsters in the neighborhood where Bradshaw was shot?
Hunch.
Yeah. I'm glad you found it. What I'm less glad about is that there were no prints recovered. So technically, you're still a suspect in the shooting.
IA hasn't given you any grief yet, have they?
Not yet.
All right. I'll keep it cool. And we'll keep trying to figure out who pulled the trigger.
All right.
You're uncomfortable with the lie that we've told. You shouldn't be.
Easy for you to say.
Why? Because I'm a mere consultant and you're a real policeman. You think I don't have as much respect for the captain as you do?
No, of course not.
I removed the gun from your apartment for two reasons. Firstly, I'm absolutely certain that you didn't shoot Curtis Bradshaw. Why? Because only an idiot would have brought the gun back to his apartment after he'd used it. And you, detective, are not an idiot.
Thank you.
Secondly, I don't want to put our friend, the captain, in the unenviable position of having to open a case against his favorite apprentice and right-hand man. If he knew the gun was found in your apartment, he would have no choice but to inform internal affairs. The last thing our investigation needs right now is a jaunt around the bureaucratic maypole. Wouldn't you agree?
So, what now?
I would like to take a second look at your apartment. Just out of curiosity, detective, how many of those do you have, keys to your apartment?
Why do you want to know?
Your framer obviously didn't force their way in, so they either picked the lock or they have a key.
No.
You're certain?
Of course. Look, go to my place, do that thing you do. I'll keep trying to think of suspects. If anyone comes to mind, I'll call you. Andre, over here.
So what is it you couldn't say to me over the phone? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Aren't you worried somebody here may figure out we're family?
I want to talk to you about Curtis Bradshaw.
Nah, see, I'm not allowed to discuss criminal activity. You were pretty clear about that last night.
Would you please listen? Somebody's trying to frame me for murder. That drive-by was just a stunt. Someone put Bradshaw's stink on it trying to fit me for a motive. Then they killed the man and they hid the gun in my house.
Are you serious?
We got a few leads. Obviously he knows where I live, had a way to get in quick, quiet. And we know he wears Pergottis boots. Just like the ones that were in that box of clothes I gave you when you first got out.
You think it's me?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, Andre.
Well, that's why you brought me down here, right? Just in case you were right, you could throw me in a cell somewhere.
I mean, it's not like I can bring a gun up in here with
you. You stayed with me when you first got out. You could have made a copy of my house key. Then last night you said maybe someday I would know what it was like to be you.
Well, and you thought that meant I would try to...
Look, things been bad between us for a long time, Andre.
You know, things have been bad ever since you decided to become a cop.
I should have joined a gang like you. Gone out run the corner.
You know, I sacrificed everything. Yeah, you did
what came easy to you. The only thing you ever sacrificed were years. You could have shaved off your sentence if you had rolled on your friends when you got arrested. Years you could have spent with me. With Mom. Please, if that was you, shot up my car the other night. If you had anything to do with what happened to Curtis Bradshaw, now is the time to tell me. Now is the time to let me try and help you. Andre. Hey. Andre.
Down.
Hey, back! Hey, it's okay. He's fine. It's all right. He's my brother.
Oh, I think the bathroom is also a bus.
Well, it depends. Can you think of any reason that Belle would have a lingerie catalog on which your head has been superimposed on almost all of the models? He hasn't. But can you think of any reason he would?
You're just frustrated because we've been here for a few hours and we haven't found anything.
I'm annoyed because we haven't found anything. I'm frustrated because despite the recent attempt on a colleague's life, you still haven't agreed to learn self-defense.
You know what? I appreciate your concern with my safety. I really do. But I think we need to have a conversation about boundaries. Okay? You know, you've given me this incredible window into what you do. And you know what? It is fascinating. But at the end of the day, I am not your apprentice. I am your sober companion.
No, you're not. No, you are not. You haven't been for quite some time.
Sherlock, what do you...
I know that you lied to me several weeks ago when you said that my father had renewed your contract. I found out when I telephoned him last week. I'm not angry. If anything, I am grateful. You saw that I was in a raw state, and you stayed. See me through it. Now, when I learned the lie, however, I deliberately adopted a more sanguine mood. I wanted you to see that I was well again, so you could... move on. But the most curious thing happened. You stayed. Days passed, then a week. It became clearer and clearer that you were not staying for me, but for yourself.
Sherlock,
it's difficult for you to say aloud, I know. So, I won't ask you to. Rather, I would ask you to consider a proposal. Stay on permanently. Not as my sober companion, but as my companion. Allow me to continue to teach you. Assist me in my investigations. In return, you will receive a stipend that will at least equal the salary my father was paying you.
You don't even have a source of income.
I have certain funds set aside. You may continue to reside at the Brownstone. You may reside elsewhere. You may also consider yourself relieved of any and all confidentiality burdens with regards to my sobriety. This is an important decision, and I encourage you to discuss it with others. Explain what you have been to me, and what I believe you can be to me. And lest you think that this is an act of charity, a gift from a grateful client, let me assure you, it is not. I am better with you, Watson. I'm sharper, I'm more focused. Difficult to say why exactly. Perhaps in time I'll solve that as well.
Andre, look, I know you're in there. I can hear the TV. I want to apologize for what I said before. I never should have called you down to the station like that. Can you just... Andre, you in here?
Oxley!
Hold on. Yeah, this is Detective Marcus Bell, badge number 42819. I need a bus at 73 Parsons Boulevard. Male shot at the scene. Be advised, the victim is my brother.
Interesting. We were in Detective Bell's apartment for 4 hours this afternoon. I saw nothing that would indicate he had a brother.
Well, he did say before he left for the hospital that they were not on the best of terms.
Still, I'm me.
You've been staring at that message for over 5 minutes now.
Have I?
I don't think it's a coded message.
No. Admirable, isn't it? Whoever tried to frame Detective Bell clearly had the same idea here. I foiled the first frame up when I delivered the 9mm to the police and said that I found it. They tried a second attempt. Detective Bell's sibling lost consciousness. Before he did, he makes a valiant attempt to make sure that he doesn't end up a prop in that masquerade.
How do you know it was the same shooter? Andre is an ex-convict. His legal file is over 4 inches thick. Who knows what kind of trouble he might have been in?
Obviously, Andre Bell knew that he wasn't in any at all. Why else would he use what might have been his last breath to try and clear his brother? He understood what this was. Look. See the slight proclivity in the dirt? If that's not another partial Pergotti footprint meant to implicate Detective Bell, I'll stop throwing tennis balls at you.
You can tell what that is all the way from here. Don't you think it's time for us to tell Captain Gregson about the framer?
I think I would like to discuss it with the detective first. I obviously put certain wheels in motion when I removed the hang-up from his apartment. I don't want to make another move without his consent.
I'll tell him. You were just trying to help me out, and him. You don't understand, but I gotta think he'll take it better coming from me. Look, this isn't right. They said they were gonna close him up 20 minutes ago.
It takes time. That's a good sign they decided to suture. He saved his life.
If anyone could take two slugs to the back and pull through, it's Andre. He's a stubborn bastard.
Today, that is a good thing.
By the time it started working for him, ruined the last 3 years of his life.
What do you mean?
Nothing. I just never quite forgave him for staying in as long as he did. A while back, I cashed in a big favor to get him an early parole hearing. But the dope, he wouldn't play ball. All he had to do was identify his gang's drug hookup. Mind you, the police already knew who the guy was. He was serving 10 to 20. And Andre has his code. He wouldn't talk. Served his full term.
It was you. You were the one who blew the whistle on the Curtis Bradshaw detail.
What?
I looked at some of Andre's files tonight. His first parole hearing was June 2009, 1 month after Mickey Hudson was busted for planting evidence.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It fits. Your place is immaculate. Your sock drawer is immaculate. You're a straight shooter in every corner of your life. And your frustration with Andre because he wouldn't talk...
I don't see why it matters.
It matters, Detective. Did you earn the favor by informing on your boss or not?
I wasn't going to watch some dirtbag plant evidence. It wasn't right. Someone had to speak up. So what?
So what? We've been looking at the wrong pool of suspects. Anyone from the old detail would have had the requisite skills and the motive to carry out these crimes. They'd want to see you punished.
Nobody knew.
Perhaps they found out.
You wanted to see me, Captain?
Have a seat, Officer Reyes.
I do something wrong?
Oh, we have reason to believe you did several things wrong. Shooting up Detective Bell's car, for example. Killing Curtis Bradshaw. Planting the murder weapon in Bell's residence. Shooting his brother when the first frame-up went sideways.
What?
We recently had occasion to take a very careful look at the members of the Curtis Bradshaw detail who worked with Detective Mickey Hudson in 2009. There you were.
Yeah, and?
Well, you looked up to Hudson. You respected him. He wrote you a recommendation when you applied for promotion to the Vice Squad.
Yeah, he was good police.
Well, there are some members of Internal Affairs who would disagree with you.
The Rat Squad? I never much cared what they thought.
Oh, Detective Evan Carlyle of the Rat Squad would be most disappointed to hear you say that.
We know that you've been seeing him on and off for the past few months.
And we strongly suspect it has something to do with gaining access to his most sensitive files. 3 years ago, when IA first started to investigate Hudson, they came to suspect that maybe you had helped him steal the drugs that wended their way into Curtis Bradshaw's home.
Yeah, they questioned me. I told them I had nothing to do with it.
And Hudson backed your story, probably because he'd already decided to kill himself. Why is he going to ruin your life when he'd already decided to end his own?
Well, you still had a black mark against you. The department couldn't take any real action against you. But you were told ICE was never going to happen.
You were undeterred. You applied 3 more times after your most recent rejection. I imagine you were incensed. You simply had to know who was it who tipped off IA as to Hudson's transgressions.
Must have broken your heart when you found out that it was Detective Bell. Someone you had dated. Someone who had given you the key to his apartment.
You must have known. He made no mention of your name when he filed this report. He had absolutely no clue as to your involvement when we told him a short while ago. Stunned.
You have a problem with me, Captain. Take it up with my union rep.
So, we visited your home this morning. Would you care to explain these?
Shoelace eyelets from a pair of Bugatti boots. The same boots you used to plant footprints that you knew would lead back to Detective Bell. You torched them in your garage, but those didn't burn.
Does the name Denny Vargas mean anything to you? Should do. You arrested him 2 months ago, in his home. It was suspected that Vargas was maintaining an arsenal of untraceable, unregistered firearms. Strangely, none of those firearms were seized by you during the arrest. Well, not officially, anyway.
The assault on Detective Bell's car was done with a modified MP5. Bradshaw was killed with a Colt 9mm. And Andre Bell was shot with an as-yet-undiscovered 22 caliber pistol. The lab ran tests. And the bullet profiles from these attacks match several of the crimes committed by Denny Vargas.
That's interesting, no? You arrest him, his guns disappear. Could it be, Officer Reyes, that you are stockpiling your own personal armory of untraceable guns?
Surprised he's not here. Bell. He would never say anything like this to my face. It's not his style.
Officer Paula Reyes was arrested this morning after allegations.
So even if she pleads out, that would be life, right?
NYPD officials.
Probably. You remember Charisse?
Mm-hmm.
She got the spokes on my bike when we broke up in the 7th grade. That's the worst thing any of my exes tried to do to me.
Andre, about what I said the other day, asking you if you were...
You don't have to say anything.
No, I do. I do. I'm sorry.
It's cool, Marcus. It's cool, seriously.
I gotta ask. The note you left was not Marcus.
You tell me someone tried to frame you for a shooting? I don't know. I just figured maybe it was the same guy.
No, I know, but we fought yesterday. You were shot in the back. No way you saw who did it. No way you could have known for sure it wasn't me.
But I did know. I know you. You gotta look out for family. Even when they disappoint you.
You're rearranging the locks again. You're doing it by date of manufacture, earliest to latest.
Yeah, seems like the most sensible way to display them.
This week, anyway. I like to be paid on Thursdays. And since I don't have an apartment right now, I will stay here rent-free until I find something else. And you will continue going to group support meetings with me for as long as we work together.
Congratulations on your new career, Watson.
Just one more thing for this tour.
Yeah, what's that?
Ow! Could have been a knife.
Thank you.